This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Jesus lands on a shore to a massive crowd looking for teaching and healing. Even though he and his disciples are exhausted, Jesus has compassion on the crowd and calls them sheep without a shepherd. The first time the Bible uses that phrase is in the book of Numbers. Moses asks God to appoint a new leader for Israel so that they will not be like sheep without a shepherd. In response, God raises up Joshua to succeed Moses. You see, Mark wants us to see Jesus like the shepherd Joshua, and like a good shepherd, Jesus feeds his sheep. Jesus miraculously feeds a Jewish crowd of 5,000 and then later a Gentile crowd of 4,000 in the wilderness. After each of these miracles, the people question Jesus's identity. After feeding the 5,000, Jesus goes away to pray and comes to his disciples by walking on the Sea of Galilee. He passes by them and they are terrified, mistaking him for a ghost. He tells them who he is by referring to himself with the divine I am. After feeding the 4,000, the Pharisees demand another sign. They want Jesus to prove himself. But when Jesus fed the masses in the wilderness, he was proving that he is the shepherd Israel had been hoping for. The Pharisees have hardened their hearts, and so he refuses to perform for them. Between these two feedings, the Pharisees accuse Jesus of food-related sins. His disciples don't follow the religious customs of washing their hands before they eat, so the Pharisees say they are defiled. Yet, Jesus is quick to point out their hypocrisy. The Pharisees prioritize their man-made laws over God's laws. If anyone is defiled, it's them. Jesus goes on to explain that things on the outside don't make us unclean. Defilement doesn't come from unclean hands, but from an unclean heart. When Jesus says that the people are like a sheep without a shepherd, he sets himself up to be a new and better Joshua. Jesus will succeed Moses and shepherd Israel into the true promised land. Just like God provided bread and meat in the wilderness for the 12 tribes of Israel, Jesus does the same and provides 12 baskets of leftovers, one for each of the tribes. But Jesus isn't just the Savior of Israel. He is also the Good Shepherd over all the nations. You see, in Joshua's day, God's people were to destroy the 7 foreign nations in the Promised Land. But when Jesus sees the Gentile nations, he has compassion on them, just as he had on Israel, and produces 7 baskets of leftovers, one for each of the 7 nations Joshua was supposed to destroy. Jesus is the true and better shepherd who satisfies not only the 12 tribes of Israel, but liberates all the nations of the Gentiles as well. Jesus demonstrates his power to satisfy and liberate the nations from the bondage of sin and death as he walks on the water. The Old Testament uses water as a symbol of chaos, evil, and disorder. Jesus offered himself to the waves of death, but treads upon them through his resurrection. He has the power to conquer evil and liberate nations. He stands upon the waters representing evil and disorder in our world and declares, "I am." So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who is Jesus. And may you see Jesus as the good shepherd who satisfies and liberates his people.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.